The difference between a genius and an ordinary person is one thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The difference between a genius and an ordinary person is one thing alone. The genius says, "Hey, that's interesting. I think I'll try it." The ordinary person says, "That's tough. I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I can do it." And he naturally can't do it from the very beginning. Now, the wonderful thing about a genius is that a genius knows that there are a million ways to do things. He knows that there's 100 ways to do things. There's just a dozen ways to do things. There's just an infinite number of ways to do things. And the genius says, "Okay, let's see what we can do here. Let's see how it works." Now, he asks himself a question. He says, "Now, this is a piece of machinery, for instance. Now, how does this machinery work? Does it work like a digital gadget? Or does it work like a gasoline engine? Does it work like an electric motor?" And the minute he says the general field that it works in, then immediately he has different ideas that flood his mind as to how he might do it. Now, our webmaster, Daniel, does not like to read instructions. He just likes to get in there and use his imagination, his genius, to operate whatever the program might be, even having never seen it before, because he knows that it's a program from computers and from what he is very much at home with. So, he does the normal things, and he does them quickly and well, and of course, he is very strange. Daniel's very strange, not reading the instructions. That's why most of the publishing houses, most of the manufacturers insert a, since you don't want to read the instructions format, this is what you have to do to get started. Click, 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 you know. And that's great. That's great. But the wonderful thing about it is that you mess up and then you got your machine into the repair shop before it's even 2 days old because you haven't followed the instructions and done the simple things that should be done. Like, we got this wonderful little printer here, and I wanted to treat the printer like I've treated all the other printers, and I wanted to insert the print capsules into the printer, and it wouldn't go. And it says shove, push, it said put. And then I stopped and I had a cup of coffee and I read the initial instructions. And in the third paragraph of the initial instructions it said, "The plug in your printer, it must be running, and turn on your printer, it must be running before you can insert the capsules for the ink, the cartridges for the ink." And I thought, oh, that's why it wouldn't go in. So I turned it on, and lo and behold, plop, they went right in. Just as easy as pie. Now, I could have messed up that printer something terrible by forcing it, by trying to put it in like I put it in on all the others. But all the others, they were running at the time that you take them in and put them out. And they are running because you're using it. You have it turned on. And so you have to get the printer sockets over to the right side so you can put the printer capsules into it, the cartridges. And now, if I hadn't taken a coffee break at that moment and read those instructions, which was just the beginning of them, I would have been, you know, maybe messing up the computer because I was pulling up on this thing and shoving in on this thing and trying to put in on this thing, and it just wouldn't go, naturally, because that wasn't the way it was designed to go. Now, if I really were a genius, I would just say, "I know that I know that I know," and I would do it. And how do I do all things? I go step by step by step by step and turn it on and get this going, and then it's all ready to be done. But I thought since it had never been started, that perhaps it should go in ahead of time before you start the ball rolling. Well, I have the printer that with my PC Fuzushi laptop, and Daniel did some work on it, and with the work that he did, he cleaned off my printer controls so that the printer controls are no longer in there. And I tried to re-enter the printer controls and they wouldn't go in. I re-entered everything and nothing stayed. And I thought, this is kind of strange. And so then I put it aside and I thought about it. I haven't tried this yet, but I put it aside and I thought about it and I said, I know what the thing is. It says that to install the printer with the computer, you have to have the computer and printer connected. And once you have the computer and printer connected, and once you have your program operative, then you can take off the cable and you can have it by
wireless.
And I remember that now, but I didn't remember that at the time I was doing it. So that's why it didn't work. So now, when I reinstall it again, with the cable going to it, it'll work just perfectly. Well, now, some people say, well, of course you have to do that. Don't you know that? Didn't you know that? Well, yes, I did know that. I really did, because I had done it before. But I hadn't remembered it. I hadn't paid attention, because I had it on there, and I didn't expect it to be wiped off. But it got wiped off. So, the genius in all of us wants to come to our beck and call if we want to let it. It wants to come and tell us exactly how to do things and how to conduct things and how to enjoy things, if we'll let it. But our biggest enemy is ourself, and ourself telling ourself, I don't know how. Telling ourself, I have no idea. Telling ourself, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want to have to do that. And of course, when that happens, you know what happens? When that happens, then it doesn't work out. It just doesn't work out at all. And Rex is certainly trying out our patience here. He is going into the bedroom and first getting one pillow off the chair, bringing it in for us to take away from him. Then he goes, gets another pillow, take it away. He gets my shoes one by one, brings them to me to take them away from him. He wants attention, and he's getting attention. And he's not being mean, he's not being bad, he's just being a bother.
Himself.
Being himself, yeah. So that's his own little genius way of doing things, and I think it's quite remarkable. But I'm not going to fall for it. I am still not going to let him be my boss. I'm going to be his boss. And you know it, right, Rex? Yes. So if we would just use our genius, if we would just say, I know that I know that I know, all things would be known to us. Now, we have a little dilemma right now with our copy device. It copies three disks at a time, and it stopped functioning. And we tried the things we were trying on it, and it didn't work. Then we tried some things that it should have worked on, and it didn't work. So we now know that there's something that needs to be adjusted, some button that needs to be pressed or something that needs to be done. And if we say, I know that I know that I know, we'll come up with the right button. We'll know exactly what it is to do it, and we'll feel calm. But I think the big problem is the machine doesn't have lights and buttons on it that we're used to. And so when we're pressing things, we're not sure what we're pressing, and we're not sure what they're doing. And because we're not sure what they're doing, we're sometimes pressing it up when we should be pressing it down. And we're sometimes pressing include instead of exclude, you know. And these are just things that the genius in us knows how to answer if we'll just let go and let it be revealed to us. And we can all do that. The reason we have troubles at all in this life is because we say we don't know. If we could be like the child and say, I know how to do it, I know how to do it. And then he goes and blunders through it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But he goes in there with that confidence, I know how to do it, I can do it. And maybe that's something of a point that we might take for ourselves and benefit from it. It's just something to think about. And that's what an absolute philosopher does. He thinks about things. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.